On the walls of the Bohem Coffee Lounge in West Anchorage hang 18 glass panels. Most are 1 foot by 1 foot, some are bigger. All of them feature brilliant, luminous shapes. The shapes seem familiar, like objects from nature, nautilus shells, flowers, branching capillaries. But as Alaska Public Media's Graylin Brashear tells us, a closer look reveals they're not quite of this world.
There's a depth and dimension in the vivid works now on the walls at Bohem. You almost get the sense that you could reach in and pluck them from their glossy black backgrounds. They are the creations of Bill Lee, an environmental scientist whose first exhibition, Artistry in Equations, will be on display in the gallery through the end of July. Lee says the origin story of the art goes back decades to his final months in the Army. He was stationed at Fort Wainwright, working for a scientist studying the microtopography of the tundra that spread out around them for hundreds of miles. The idea was that beneath the patterns of the landscape, there might be equations that described its natural curves and could be used to recreate it.
We thought, well, what's the characteristic fractal dimension of a particular tundra? That's how I really got kind of hooked into it.
Fractals, repeating patterns that look the same when you scale up or down, have fascinated Lee ever since, and so have other shapes born of equations. And now Lee's sort of doing the reverse of that work in Fort Wainwright. He takes a shape, a specific sort of curve or surface, for instance, and applies equations to it to create something entirely new.
It's sort of this idea that the relationship between mathematics and nature and how they're sort of inextricably entwined. And it starts to beg the question, is mathematics discovered or invented or something else?
The more complex the equation, the more complex and multidimensional the resulting shape will be.
So these are three-dimensional objects that are created on the computer from various equations. And I can visualize them on the screen. I can grab a corner and twist them around, look at them from the top, look at them from the bottom. And I keep doing that until I find something I like. But at the end of the day, what I'm doing with this object that I've created is nothing different than if you were to pick up a teacup and look at it from the top, the bottom, or the side. It's just more complicated.
A lot more complicated. On one wall are mango yellow shapes that look sort of like blooming birds of paradise. Lee created them from an equation that was developed at the CERN Super Collider in Europe.
I processed a base shape through with their equations, and we get a form that looks, in fact, very much like a flower.
It's like almost the tool that you're using to sculpt something.
Right. I don't paint, sculpt, or anything, but I am using math to create a shape.
The colors are applied using equations, too. The final image gets zero reshaping or retouching before it's printed through a special dye transfer process onto sheets of aluminum. Lee says when you use these mathematical principles as artist tools, there's really no limit to what you can create. In Anchorage, I'm Graylin Brashear.